that these 11th hour workers that come in during this time period, that it's alluded to in this passage we just read about how quick this final time period of the loud cry is going to be. Some people will at least point to this. I'm not going to suggest this, but she says here, these people that are coming in, what we've had years to learn, they're going to have to learn in a few months. What are they going to have to learn? They're going to have to learn the issues about Sabbath and Sunday within a few months. Evidently, shortly thereafter those few months, the testing time is all over. As we recognize that the Sunday law is the test the Lord uses to bring this whole issue to a close prior to his return, we must see that this test is progressive. Judgment begins with the house of God. When the test arrives, Seventh-day Adventists already understand these issues. They're the first confronted with them. Most of Adventism leaves. They leave their crowns waiting for those 11th hour workers that are going to come in and take their crowns. But not only is it progressive in that sense, it's clearly portrayed in the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy that it's progressive geographically. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 18. As America, the land of religious liberty, shall unite with the papacy, enforcing the conscience and compelling men to honor the false Sabbath, the people of every country on the globe will be led to follow her example. Same book, Volume 6, Testimonies, page 395. Foreign nations will follow the example of the United States. Though she leads out, yet the same crisis will come upon our people in all parts of the world. So when you're saying at the Sunday law, and this is how I would best say it, I guess, at the Sunday law, the corporate dividing line for Seventh-day Adventists takes place, because at the Sunday law, it's going to be revealed whether I have prepared, as a Seventh-day Adventist, have prepared a character for the seal of God or the mark of the beast, because I will be held accountable for the light about Sabbath and Sunday. The very first day the Sunday law arrives, I'll be held accountable. So when the Sunday law arrives in the United States first, because it's the lamb-like beast in Revelation 13:11 that speaks as a dragon, this is where the issue begins. When that arrives, probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists in the United States in the sense that it's the corporate dividing line. It'll be revealed whether I'm going to uphold Sabbath or uphold Sunday. And then the issue will spread to the other countries in the world. So in that sense, you can understand and read into this that if France doesn't follow with the Sunday law for a month after the United States, that Seventh-day Adventists in France will have